dictation for Raymond, Raymond, shop, SCHAUB, September 10, 39, address as a letter to Dr. Russell, RUSSELL, Anderson, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Anderson, consultation Mr. Schaub with chronic kidney disease, complaints of frequency nocturia, incontinence, no infection, cloudiness of blood, fluid mildly decreased, has gained weight, 2 meals a day, no vomiting, dysphagia or diarrhea, chronic edema from prior event thrombosis left-sided, no ulcerations, not very physically active, chronic dyspnea, no oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, no purulent material hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation, lightheadedness, no orthopnea PND, no major cough sputum production, some problems of question gout on the left foot. Next paragraph, past medical history. For history of kidney stones, remote, more than 25 years ago, passed spontaneously, stone not recovered, unknown type, no recurrence, enlargement of the prostate, osteoarthritis, denies diabetes. There has been gout, uric acid, elevated cholesterol, triglycerides, even thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, etiology unknown. This is like 10 years ago. Denies diabetes or high blood pressure, denies heart abnormalities, no TIS, stroke or seizures, no gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion or liver disease, does not check blood pressure at home. Next paragraph, surgeries, tonsils, adenoids, right-sided carpal tunnel colonoscopies. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications, Eliquis, fenofibrate, allopurinol, Lasix, occasionally naproxen, probably one or twice a month. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 69 each installed, 240 pounds, blood pressure 130/70 on the right, 128/70 on the left. He's a tall, large, obese person. No respiratory distress. Bilateral cataract surgery, lens implant. Poor teeth condition, no facial asymmetry. No palpable neck masses, carotid bruit, JVD, lungs are clear, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness masses, no palpable liver spleen, tongue edema, mild, moderate on the left comparing to the right, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. From February, a renal panel, creatinine was 1.7, representing a GFR 39 stage 3B, sodium potassium acid base normal, albumin calcium phosphorus normal, over time creatinine December last year, 2.05, 2023, 1.63, 2021, 1.55. TTH not elevated, no anemia, a normal white blood cell and platelet. prior urine analysis, no blood, no protein, prior LDL cholesterol elevated 114, PSA has been high at 10.2. I asked him to repeat blood tests. This was done May 9. Creatinine is stable at 1.71 for a GFR 39. Other chemistry is normal. No anemia, PSA worse at 12.5. There is a recent kidney ultrasound, January, 10.2 right, 10.1 left, no obstruction or masses. Enlargement of the prostate, no evidence of masses. Post void was not done. I found a prior echocardiogram, 2021. At that time, normal ejection fraction, no major abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Appears to have chronic kidney disease. For the most part, stable the last few years. No evidence of progression, not symptomatic. No activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells. Nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, no evidence for obstruction of the kidneys, no gross urinary retention, blood pressure, normal side, no need for EPO treatment, no need to change diet for potassium, no bicarbonate replacement, no need for phosphorus binders, no need for vitamin D125. Monitor over time. He might consider evaluation with urology for the lower urinary tract symptoms and high PSA. All issues discussed with the patient and come back in 6 months.